coup d'état. On the inside of massive sectors of the army, there were worries and discomfort for the country's situation. Two were the main problems: terrorist bloodbaths and autonomous map configuration. These create some movements in the more reactionary sectors of the military. They are not the first ones. We can remember the formerly known Operation Galaxy, a first attempt of coup d'état dissolved in November 1978 and designed by Lieutenant Colonel Tejero. In February 23, 1981, an attempt of coup d'état happens during the investiture session of Leopoldo Calvo Sotelo as a substitute for Suárez. Tejero enters the Congress heading a unit of fierce men, whom took the place. A coup d'état transmitted live to all Spain by the media present. The tension of the following hours would be huge. In Valencia, General Milán del Bosch had placed armored cars in the streets. In Madrid, Radio Televisión Española informs and some military units are moved from their barracks to the center of the city. There is great confusion in the army. Behind this plot, there is the figure of General Armada. Measurements are quickly taken. A temporary government is created with its temporary president, Francisco Laína, General Director of Security for the State. At 1 a.m., the king addresses the country, manifesting his support without condition to the constitutional order and making public his instructions to maintain the actual legal order. It's the last shot for the coup. At 11:30 a.m. of the next day, members start leaving the Congress. A while before 12:30 a.m., Tejero surrenders to Director of National Guard. The following day, parliamentary life will continue with normality, and Calvo Sotelo will be named President of the government. The people involved in the coup would be judged and condemned.